Welcome. This is the Yeti Tepe Journal of Health Sciences, August 2025, Volume 13, Issue 2. You listen to abstract of the article name, Optimization of ROS Measurement in PNC1 Cells. Objective. Accurate measurement of reactive oxygen species ROS is essential for understanding oxidative stress-related cellular responses. Among the available detection methods, 2-foot-7 dichlorodehydrofluorescein diacetate is widely used due to its sensitivity and ease of application. However, signal variability due to differences in incubation time can impact data reliability. This study aimed to optimize the incubation time of dichlorodehydrofluorescein diacetate for accurate detection of intracellular ROS levels in PNC1 cells using flow cytometry. Materials and methods. PNC1 cells were cultured under optimized conditions and incubated with 10 mg dichlorodehydrofluorescein diacetate from 5 minutes to 90 minutes. Following incubation, cells were detached, washed, and analyzed using flow cytometry FITC channel. 3 independent biological replicates were performed for each time point. Results. A time-dependent increase in intracellular ROS fluorescence was observed. At 5 minutes, 19.79% of cells were ROS positive, which increased from 30.65% to 65.70% until 25 minutes, respectively. After that point, ROS signal was saturated and measured approximately 90 to 95%, like positive control. The strongest fluorescence signal was detected at 30 minutes, indicating a peak in probe oxidation and ROS detection efficiency. Conclusion. This study demonstrates that dichlorodehydrofluorescein diacetate provides reliable time-sensitive ROS detection in PNC1 cells, with 30-minute incubation offering optimal signal intensity without additional chemical induction. However, variations in ROS dynamics among different cell types underscore the need for cell-specific optimization of assay conditions. Keywords. Dichlorodehydrofluorescein diacetate, ROS assay, flow cytometry, oxidative stress, PNC1. Thank you for listening. Have a nice day.